My name is Rich and I'm an alcoholic. Hey, my sobriety date is March 23rd, 2010. I have a sponsor. I have not sponsoring anybody right now. All right, I'll just get into it. I was born to a good family up in New York, but we moved around a lot. So I lived in New York, Massachusetts, Indiana, then Virginia, and then I came down here. But by me moving around a lot, I just had to find a way to get in with everybody, and that was sports. So when I was young, all the way up into high school, that's all I concentrated on was sports. Kind of, I guess, addictive personality. I did sports, everything. And, I mean, it paid off for a while because, like, throughout high school, I partied every once in a while. Nothing crazy, like weekends, stuff like that. But I was so concentrated on baseball. Got to get a scholarship. Got to do this. And it paid off. I got a scholarship to a good school up in Virginia and got a full ride. It was awesome. And then freshman year went good. After that, I started dabbling. I got suspended for, like, dirty urine. And then they suspended me for a season. So during that, I started dabbling into drinking a lot and drugs. So we'll just say I was wasted a lot. So one time happened, and then they let me back on the team. But then, again, dirty urine. So this time they just kicked me off the team. And I was like, all right, there's no point in being here. So I moved back home. And that's when it was started to get a little crazy, because then I was with all my friends. Went to another school, tried to do schoolwork, but that doesn't really work out when you, like, commute to the college, because I don't have to go to class if I don't want to. So I'd rather go get wasted. And so that went on for a while. No real big consequences or anything. I was working, doing all that, doing pretty good, I thought. But I guess around me, I was just destructing everybody else's lives. Like, people started not talking to me. My parents started, like, didn't even want me around. So I was like, cool, all right, whatever. And my job was like, hey, you want to come down to Florida? And I was like, yeah, Florida's awesome. Let's go. So I come down here, and nothing changed, really. I was doing pills and drinking at the time, so I was like, I got to get out of Virginia and Florida. I come down here, and I come to find out that Florida is like the pill capital of the world. So I was like, awesome. And then so doing that for a little while, drinking a lot, I moved to Ybor. Came down here, didn't know, like, really how the areas. Moved right into Ybor over there in Camden. And so drinking, partying, just living life. And so one night there, me and my friend had a crazy idea to do some deal with some people we didn't really know. And he ended up getting shot in my apartment. So, like a movie, because I was wasted, I grabbed his gun, went on the balcony, shot this guy, shot back, whatever, called the police. My buddy's been shot. So they come, like 30 cops around, blocking everything off. I'm not arrested yet. They're still trying to figure out what's going on. And then they find a backpack with a bunch of stuff in it. I end up getting arrested, going to jail. While I'm in jail, they tell me that I could be charged with attempted murder if my friend dies. Because I guess in the commission of a felony, if he dies, you can be charged with it. So I'm in jail. I'm like, oh, man, this is crazy. I finally get out. And I'm like, I'm going to do good. Nothing's going to happen. This and that. That probably lasted about a week. I went out, violated my probation because I got pulled over for drinking. But I was not drunk. Okay? And I told the police officer that. He didn't really like that. So they took me down. Made me blow in a breathalyzer. Blew, like, under the legal limit, and so I went off at the mouth. I told you this and that. So I bonded out at like 5 o'clock in the morning. But my probation officer calls me at like 8 o'clock in the morning and tells me to come in. So I got to take a urine test for them. So I fail that. I'm back in jail at like 9:30. There were people still in booking when I came back. So they're like, hey, you're back. And I'm like, yeah, I'm back. How's it going? So, sat in jail for like 3 months. That was in 2005. Sat in jail for like 3 months. Got out to go to a rehab down here, Turning Point. Went there. Didn't really like get into it all, but I was like, I need to do this, everything. So, stayed there for 60 days, got out. And I was doing good. I was doing good. I was going to meetings, but I didn't have a sponsor. I wasn't really working steps. I'm like, meeting makers make it, you know, I'm making it. So did that, and that lasted like white knuckling it for like 3 years. And then I went back out. Because I started hanging around my old friends doing the same stuff. But I'm like, I'm not drinking and I'm not using. This is awesome. And then it just fell off. And then I started using all that. And that went on to like 2010. And then got arrested again. Crazy, right? It's crazy. So 2010, I get arrested for a pretty bad charge. And sat in jail for a while. Didn't think I was going to get out. But then they ordered me to Salvation Army. And my first thought was Salvation Army. I'm thinking of the one in downtown. And I'm like, man, there's more drugs there than there are anywhere else. Like, you guys are going to ROR me to this place down here? You're crazy. But then it was the one up off of Fletcher, Nebraska there, which was a godsend, because when I got there, when I was sitting in jail, I had a lot of time to think about stuff. And I'm like, man, I'm kind of old. Like, what am I doing? Like, I got to do something. Like, I got to change. Something's got to change. So when I went there, I jumped right in, got a sponsor, started working steps, and just really got in the middle of the boat, I guess is what they say. And I just tried to do everything AA related, and like cut out all my friends, lost all their phone numbers, and started making new friends and stuff like that. I mean, I had trouble doing some of the steps, like my fourth step. My sponsor basically had to lock me in his apartment for a weekend and was like, you're not leaving here until you do this. And I was like, okay, I guess I gotta do it, because you have my car keys, I can't really go anywhere. So I did that and went through the steps, and it was good. Stayed there for 6 months, and when I got out, it left a good foundation for me to build on when I left there. And let me think now, I'm losing it. And now, I mean, I have a job, and everything's going pretty good as long as I apply, like, the principles that I've been taught and try to do things and try to come out of my comfort zone every once in a while, like this right here, out of my comfort zone. Like, no. So, but I try to talk to people, which I should do more of, because I really don't do that a lot, so I guess I should do that more. And, I try to go back to Salvation Army as much as I can, but I haven't been doing that lately either. So, but it's good to see like the new guys coming in to remind me of where I was and like how far I've come on my journey so far, which isn't really that far in the scheme of things. But I try to go talk to them, try to teach them some things, let them hear my experiences and stuff like that, and I don't know, today's just good. I'm pretty easygoing. Like, I let a lot of stuff just slide off. I don't try to get bothered by a lot of stuff. I don't, like, argue, and it's just a waste of my energy. I could put my energy into other stuff. And, I mean, I work for Salvation Army now, which is good because I'm around other alcoholics and stuff like that, where all day long it's kind of like a meeting because you got to deal with everybody's BS and stuff like that. But, since these steps, I've gone through the steps, like, I've gotten a relationship back with my parents, because they used to not talk to me or just think if I came in the house, like, all the house has locks on them. Like, every door in the house has locks on them, because if they left, it was me taking something or trying to do something that they did not like. But now, those doors aren't locked. Like, they got locks on them, but they don't lock them. And I'm gaining that relationship back, trying to do things for them and help them out with stuff. And I mean, I'm just happy that I'm sober and I've been able to go through the steps and see where they've taken me and where they're gonna take me. And that's really all I got.